Hello, I'm Andrew Tuck, and you're listening to Tall Stories on Monocle 24, brought to you by the team behind The Urbanist, the show all about the cities we live in. February is Black History Month in the UK and the United States, but other countries with African diasporas celebrate during different times of the year. In Brazil, where more than half of the population identify with having some African heritage, the nation celebrates Black Awareness Day on November the 20th. Monocle's Sheena Roster takes us on a trip to a part of Salvador's historical centre, Pelourinho, to tell us about the area's complicated history and its significance to the country's Black history.
Wandering through Pelourinho and Salvador's historical centre is like being transported back in time. Cobblestone streets make up the maze of narrow roads, twisting and turning up and down the hill-lined historical center. Restored pastel-painted Portuguese colonial homes line these streets. Salvador was Brazil's first capital, with Portuguese colonizers first arriving on its shores back in 1549. In fact, it's one of the oldest cities in the New World. But for Afro-Brazilians who live here, a different part of Brazil's history is being celebrated today. Along with the Portuguese colonizers came the largest slave trade in the Americas. And the historical center has a dark past when it comes to Brazil's African descendant population. Pelourinho was the site of some of Brazil's first slave markets. Imported African slaves were sold and traded before being sent to work on sugar plantations, or they were transported to the neighboring state of Minas Gerais to work in gold mines. Even the name, Pelourinho, is a word that describes it as a place of torture and punishment. It was a place where slaves were punished, but where they also worked. This history means that more than 80% of the population in the Bahian capital have some African heritage. That makes Salvador the world's largest African descendant city in the world outside of Africa.
Eu venho de longe, terra dos meus ancestrais, fui acorrentado.
Today, crowds of Afro-Brazilians have gathered to celebrate Black Consciousness Day. Carlos Silva Jr. is from Salvador, and he's an historian specializing in research on the transatlantic slave trade. He says that the area's history can still be felt by some Salvador residents today.
So some people, when come here, don't like to walk through because they say that I have many, many friends that say, oh, I don't like Pelourinho because every time I come here, I feel like a bad energy. I feel like all my ancestors were here, were punished, worked here.
But attitudes towards the area have changed over the years. In 1985, UNESCO declared Pelourinho a historical site. Then, in the early 90s, the area was given a $100 million facelift by the state government to restore the area, removing and displacing more than 4,000 mostly Afro-Brazilian residents to make the area more tourist-friendly. But as Carlos Silva Jr. says, the Black community is beginning to reclaim the area.
But at the same time, in the last few years, maybe in the last decades, the Pelourinho has been given a new significance, you know, especially because you can see many, many bars in the other side where Black people, Black community used to gather. And here, now we are in the most visible part of Pelourinho, with the part where tourists used to walk, where you have bars. But if you come in one of these lateral streets, you're going to see very poor neighborhoods where Black people live in the 19th century.
Viva Bahia! Viva Bahia!
Signs that Salvador's Black community are now embracing Pelourinho are becoming evident. Annual events for Black Awareness Day are now held in Pelourinho and other parts of Salvador's historical center. And just over a decade ago, one of Pelourinho's main squares, Praça da Sé, is now home to a statue of Zumbi dos Palmares, a man who was a pioneer in the resistance against the Portuguese slave trade in Brazil. He escaped slavery himself in the 17th century, only to be captured and killed on November 20th. Today, Zumbi is widely seen as a symbol of Brazil's black movement, and the reason why Black History Month is November. Pelourinho's complex history is one that won't be forgotten by Salvador's Afro-Brazilian community, and that's passed on and told to the many tourists who make their way through these streets every year. For Salvador's black population, keeping their past history of Pelourinho alive is also a way to claim their place in the city's future.
You've been listening to Tall Stories, a Monocle 24 production. Our thanks to Sheena Roster for today's episode. Remember to tune in every Thursday for the full 30-minute edition of The Urbanist. I'm Andrew Tuck. Goodbye. And thank you for listening, city lovers.